I'm still trying to figure it out, you know, how he got that nominee. So we'll get to the bottom of it, though. No, you know, Joe, I mean, you can't say enough about him. He just exemplifies, I think, for me, just, you know, consistency and toughness and all the things you're looking for in a player and a teammate. Just the fact that he hasn't missed a snap speaks volumes about who he is, because this game is tough and it'll take a toll on you. And so for him to do that, I think more than anything is the thing I'm most impressed with. But it's, you know, it's part of his makeup, and you see it off the field and how he treats people and how he cares about people, cares about his teammates. And so, you know, to me, it's exactly what, you know, what the Walter Payton Man of the Year is about. And so it's a neat thing. He's certainly a worthy recipient.
Do the younger players appreciate that? I mean, it's easy for you to know how long he's been here, or do you make sure that they appreciate that?
Yeah, exactly. You hope so. And it is. It's in context with everything that's, you know, gone on in a career. And when you're young, sometimes you don't think of it that way. But you try to help guys realize, you know, what it takes to do something like that and to play that long and to be as consistent as he's been. But at the same time, to play at the high level on the field, but do things off the field that are the right things and be such a presence in the community that you know, your team and your organization and people would recognize you as a nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. So you hope guys understand that, because and Coach Jackson says it all the time, but that's the guy, you know, that's the gold standard, you know, in this locker room for how, you know, you want to perform and carry yourself as a player. And so I hope that every young guy looks at that and takes something from it.
You've had a lot of teammates. So Joe's a guy who's, like you said, played every snap. He's also had only one winning season in 10 years, but he wants to be here. He wants to be part of the turnaround. He wants to be in every play. And he said he doesn't want to retire as long as the Browns still want him. How special and how rare is that?
I think it's very rare. And, again, I think it goes back to just his makeup and who he is and his character as a person. And when you – that's, you know, the – when you have that kind of makeup and that kind of character – the fruits of that are consistency on the field. It's being active in your community and helping people and doing all the things that Joe does. And so, so it's very rare. I think it's an honor to be his teammate, to get to play with somebody like that. And then, and you fight for that, you know, and obviously understanding he's been here for a long time. Like you said, only one winning season. But to want to be here and get it right is special. And I think, you know, us as teammates and the men in this locker room, that has to resonate with us as well. And, you know, to when you talk about doing it for each other and bringing each other along, it's not hard to look over at Joe and you know, pick up some energy and want to do it the right way because of what he's done.
Are you holding out hope that maybe he'll start this weekend and we haven't heard anything about starting?
Yeah, I'm gonna be ready, you know, and like I said, we're you know, coaches evaluating everything as we go through the practice week, and you know, we'll see how things go. So, but that's obviously always our, you know, our mindset is just to stay ready and be focused and ready to go.
How's that working though,
Let's
Josh?
Go more for Josh.
I mean, I know you guys all say you're preparing like you're gonna be a starter, but Wednesday and Thursday, the starter takes, what, 95% of the reps. So how's practice being divided?
Well, you know, that's part of what we will keep within our circle, that information. And like I said, we all know that Coach has a plan and has a way that, you know, we're all going to get prepared and be ready to go and then be available. And so... It can certainly be done, you know, and it's getting done, and we'll, you know, and that's the beauty of our room is that we work together, we help each other, and everybody's always ready to hop in there, you know, whenever their number's called, and so it's no different this week.
Is that kind of unusual for this late in the season, or has it just kind of become the norm because you guys have been in and out of the lineup so much?
Well, a little bit of the norm, and then obviously, you get other guys healthy, and so it's really just an evaluation process for Coach Jackson, and you know, our part as players is just to get yourself ready to play and be available, and then they make the decisions that they see, you know, see fit and see best for our team. So so that's the idea, I think anybody in this situation, no matter where you are in the year, if you feel like, to a degree, if you feel like, you know, waiting and making sure you're making the right decision and whatever competitive advantages you may gain from those, then why wouldn't you? So I think, you know, it only gives you an advantage. So we'll do our part to be available, and then, you know, we'll move accordingly as he makes his decision.